We all know what happens after a hip replacement surgery, right? There's months of pain, barely being able to move, and risking a dislocation every time you do. But what if it wasn't like that? A new technique called SPAIRE, spelled S-P-A-I-R-E, is changing everything, and you can get all the facts right from the experts at the link I dropped in the description, or by hanging around and hearing me out. The first thing we need to establish is that common knowledge is commonly incorrect. Although the common knowledge on hip replacement surgery suggests that almost all patients will be placed under mobility restrictions with extensive healing times, this is not always true. Well, at least not anymore. The SPAIRE technique has been growing in popularity in recent years, due to the potential for minimizing harm during the surgical process and the wide range of benefits that can include. If you've already gotten a new hip, this probably isn't too helpful. But if you're looking at getting one soon, let me tell you how to make it easier. Professor Paul Lee, the MSK Doctor's Hip and Knee Specialist, explains that this new procedure uses a unique approach that avoids causing damage to several important muscles and tendons in your hip. In short, less damage means more stability and less that you have to heal. These muscles and tendons are often damaged during the surgery we've all come to know and dread, leading to months of slow recovery and common mobility restrictions against bending, rotating, or twisting the wrong way. However, with SPAIRE, they can be left almost fully undamaged, allowing you to begin practicing standing and walking with crutches nearly immediately after your operation. I mean, personally, I would wait until the sleepy drugs wear off, at least, but you do you, it's your hip. Before you get there though, let's talk facts. Specifically, research and results. The new guide from Professor Lee includes information from several clinical studies on the SPAIRE technique, suggesting that the procedure can also reduce post-operative pain, recovery times, and dislocation risks. I would share my sources, but this is a podcast, so you can find all the relevant studies at the link in the description. That's good, because there's an even more recent study that also shows that when compared to a standard lateral approach hip replacement surgery, the SPAIRE technique shows an increased likelihood of helping you return to your full, pre-operative levels of mobility. Not bad, right? Now, I may have given you the impression that SPAIRE is the new be-all, end-all, but it's not. The cool thing is, now you have options, and each option will net you slightly different benefits. The next most popular option is called the Bikini Technique. This one isn't an acronym, it's an explanation, because an experienced surgeon can use this technique to hide the incision scar inside your bikini line. While it is unlikely that a hip replacement can be completed with no scarring, research suggests that the more experienced your surgeon is with this particular technique, the better they'll be able to hide the scarring. So there's a big tip for you. If you're going the bikini route, make sure your surgeon isn't just skilled, but also experienced in this particular procedure. Just remember, there is no best option that's perfect for everyone. We're all a little different in our goals, our activities, and our anatomy. So before you decide, consider talking to a specialist. You can even book an appointment to talk to one right now with no GP referral and no waiting list. MSK Doctors is like that. They don't care about lists and referrals. They just want to offer you the best advice from the top experts and access to the most skilled surgeons and the newest techniques. So my advice is to always ask an expert first. You can learn more or schedule an appointment at the link I left in the description.